Chala, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Tes. So this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah as far as being able to give Matnas Kahuna to a coin that's either an Amma Aretz, according to one sheet, or a coin that does not eat Chulin B'Tahara. But still, he's not an Amma Aretz, he's a Chaver. So the Mishnah starts, Eilini Tanum L'Chol coin. So these Matnas Kahuna can give it to any coin, whatever sheet you hold like, whether it's the Amma Aretz coin, or whether it's the coin that does not eat Chulin B'Tahara. Hacharomim. So a person designates something as Cherim, so that we know goes to Kohanim. Kol Chem B'Yisrael L'Chol Yiyah. As the Torah says, the Rab brings, va'b'choyros, and a b'chor. So b'chor, we know that a tam is brought on the mizbeach. And if it's a balmum, those are given to a kohen, whether they're tame or tahor. U'pidyon ben, and by pidyon ben, you do not need to find a kohen that's either not a amaretz or doesn't eat chulin b'tahara, you know, to be paid a firstborn son. Give the money to the kohen to be paid to the firstborn. Upidyon peter chamor. So we know peter chamor tifte basef. A person has a bechor chamor, so he's paid it, and he gives a seh, a sheep, to a kohen, and this seh does not have kedusha, so it can be given to any kohen. Vazroya v'alchayayim v'hakeva v'reishas hakeh. So the matnas kahuna, we know the arm and the upper parts, and the cheeks, and the keva, stomach, v'reishas hakeh, and the first shearing of wool, v'shemen sreifa, and shemen truma that becomes tameh, v'kotchei hamikdash. Now, the karbonos that are brought on the Mizbeach, that are brought into the Azar and the Kohanim, even the Amaratzim, or the ones that aren't careful to eat Chulim B'Tahara, they're always careful in the Beis HaMikdash, anything brought into the Azar, so therefore you don't have to worry. V'habikurim, and also Bikurim, because those are also brought into the Mikdash, and they were given to the Kohanim of that particular Mishmar. So again, they were more careful by those in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser B'Bikurim. However, Rabbi Yehuda Asers B'Bikurim, because the difference is Bikurim, even though it's brought into the Azar like karbonos, there's no avoda by Bikurim, obviously. It's fruits, so they would just eat it. So since there's no avoda, Rabbi Yehuda held that it's aser because they're not going to be as careful. But the Chum said that no, since it's in the Azara, since that's where it was given to them, they're more machmer and we don't have to worry about it. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda over here. Karshine truma and vetches of truma, we've had this in the past, it's a type of plant. Rabbi Kiva mater. Rabbi Kiva maters it. The Rav brings, this is Rabbi Kiva's shita, de kol maaseim bituma. Because Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that it's considered food, therefore you can give it to any kohen you want. V'cham oisrim, v'cham aserit, because since it's eaten ayidei adchak in a time of famine, so too it's considered a regular food, and therefore you can't give it to any kohen that you want. And the halacha, the Rav says, is like the chacham.